Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
We have to rise above challenges and find strength in the midst of adversity.
We are in a battle of good versus evil.
Satan is the father of confusion.
I don't care what they do to me. I'm going to keep calling them out.
They're berserk trying to disarm Americans, and we need to push back.
I'm glad you're fighting for America.
There's always hope.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Faith and Freedom. I'm Chimene Nugent. We are kicking off a new segment here on Faith and Freedom, the Queen of the Forest. Take a look.
She is the queen of the forest, and that was a red deer from Europe and New Zealand roaring, which is during the rut, which is why I'm so loud, because I'm always in the rut.
Joining me live now, as you may have guessed, is my husband, Ted Nugent. And since it's hunting season, I thought I'd bring in the whack master himself. Where did that term ever come from, Ted?
Well, kind of cute, because when I finally killed my first deer, you know, I started hunting with my dad when I was 10 months old. I didn't have a bow that year, but literally I was in a Nugent deer camp up North Michigan when I was just 10 months old in October or November of 1949. And I've never missed a hunting season since. Now, when I started hunting, it's so difficult with the bow and arrow, borderline impossible, that I never killed anything. We rarely saw a deer. If we saw some poop and some tracks, we'd get all excited. Which I still get excited when I see poop and tracks. But the point is that when I finally killed a deer after, I don't know, thousands of hours of trying, my dad said, well, you're whacking them and stacking them now. I got one deer. And so I thought that colloquialism that he coined had a nice ring to it. And it really is the essence of getting food for your family. Whack them and stack them, kill them and butcher them, harvest them and process them. It's all linguistics. But it turned out to be a battle cry to induce young people to find the excitement that is the hunting lifestyle, which I exude every day of my life. So I'm the whack master because I whack, otherwise kill, harvest a lot of deer every year because I hunt every day, which is why I'm a little bit more effervescent than your average guitar player.
And somehow I've adopted the Queen of the Forest, when did you create that song, Queen of the Forest?
Well, that was on my first solo album in 1975. And do you remember her name? She's been here for a long, long time. She's got the magic power to make it rain or sunshine. She got the power over the day and the night. She's got the power to make things right. She's the queen of the forest. And it's about women in the great outdoors. And since I finally found you, the ultimate woman who became the incredible bow hunter that you are, we have a segment on Ted Nugent, Spirit of the Wild TV on the Pursuit Network, the Pursuit Channel, 8 times a week, where the Queen of the Forest segment shows that a dainty, svelte, sexy, diminutive, very energized, quality of life woman like Chimene can kill big game with a lightweight, graceful bow and arrow. And it's inspired a lot of people. So I love you for so many reasons, but especially that you've been an inspiration to get young gals and old gals and new people into the great conservation lifestyle, which is hunting, fishing, and trapping, the last perfect environmental benefit that we are responsible to perform. I thought I might mention that.
And I get this question all the time, and I'm sure you do too. For those people who haven't, I wasn't raised in a hunting family. Had I not met you, I wouldn't be a hunter today.
But you wouldn't be so outspoken and dangerous either.
That's right. You're right. I would not be outspoken. I probably would have been a city girl. But what would you recommend to women, especially people who, and not just women, but guys too, that want to try hunting and they don't know where to start? Our show is on Pursuit Network, and we've been doing it for 34 years.
Wow.
But a lot of the shows that are out there right now are already talk about, okay, if you're a hunter, grab your quiver and your bow and go get some venison. Where do people start to get to that point?
Well, luckily, you know, Fred Bear on our last hunt together, the great Fred Bear, if you don't know who he is, listen to the song and you will meet the man. the great Fred Bear, who was a leading cutting edge tip of the spear promoter of conservation and environmental responsibility. That's how you get clean air and soil and water from wildlife habitat that hunting, fishing, and trapping families have always demanded, safeguarded, and paid for. So when he told me to continue promoting the sport like I do in a rock and roll fashion, energized, excitability, avidity, I figured when you and I got married and you were starting to film me on my hunts, sharing the excitement, the stimuli, the challenge, the adventure, the sport, the perfect diet if you really apply yourself. And our TV show, Spirit of the Wild, for 34 years has been the inspiration to many people. But those of you watching that already know that the healing powers of nature are optimized when you are a hands-on participant, hunting, fishing, and trapping. It's up to all of us to teach those who have been brainwashed that hunting is bad and we murder innocent animals, all this stupid dishonesty that runs rampant in the animal rights and animal anti-hunting world. We need to all reach out and say, hey, you know, it's nice to go for a walk in the woods, but we counted 100 dead deer on the highway on our way to the Common Grill the other day in Chelsea. And that's a waste of a precious resource. And because not enough people are harvesting an adequate percentage of those deer.
There's over 100,000 car deer accidents in
just in Michigan.
Just in Michigan. And those are the ones that are reported.
Yeah.
Imagine how many are not
so
reported.
The inspiration is to meet a hunting family and see how genuinely sincere and dedicated the average hunting family in America is to bringing balance to the wildlife so that they don't overreach and destroy their habitat. Because if you don't harvest the proper scientifically based percentage every year, those wildlife animals, like the snow geese, have devastated their Arctic breeding grounds. There's nothing but mud because they've been overpopulated because we have inadequately harvested a number of snow geese that would really bring it into balance to the carrying capacity of their habitat. And I know a lot of this blows people's minds, but ultimately,
but how do they start?
You start by meeting a hunting family and
what if they don't know anybody?
Go to a local sporting goods like Britain's Archery in Tarpon Springs, Dakota Archery and Sports in Yankton, South Dakota, Shootback Sporting Goods in Jackson, Michigan. And you'll find that these families are dedicated to clean air, soil, and water as hands-on conservation participants. Meet those families. And I'm telling you, even if you're resistant to killing an animal, you're already killing animals. You're hiring people to do
the
it
car
for
deer
your
accidents.
Or for your salad. You're hiring people to kill
or
everything for your salad.
People who love to ski like I do or golf like
that
I would to like
to
try.
Yeah.
That used to be wildlife habitat where your home is, where your drive, all the highways you're driving on used to be wildlife habitat. And we can't expect, you know, each year a doe has one to three or four fawns.
Yes, one to three fawns.
So where are they going to go? They just keep multiplying and multiplying every year, and we have to manage this precious renewable resource.
Hence the whack master. I kill a lot of deer every year, and we donate pure, sacred, natural, nutritious, delicious venison to soup kitchens and homeless shelters, hunters for the hungry, sportsmen against hunger. So this venison is a critical nutritional resource that is the best, healthiest diet in the world. And the soup kitchens and the homeless shelters cherish this fresh meat from the deer that we kill. So get involved. And nature and God's miracle has incredible healing powers. But when you participate in the balancing responsibility during the natural season of harvest, every hunting season, I'm telling you, your spirit will glow. And those hungry friends of ours across America that need some good protein, they will cherish your generosity with the venison that we supply. So it's hunting is win, 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 win. There's nothing negative about hunting except when bureaucrats minimize the science-based regulations and then the slaughter takes place on the highways instead of into our freezers.
And
by
now,
the way, when I see a dead deer on the highway, I pull over and cut off the back straps, whether it's legal or not.
Now more than ever, you should be concerned about, number one, the quality of your food, your sustenance.
Hello.
And number two, being self-sufficient. So
hello.
Hunting all around is good. We've got one more minute, Ted. What's coming up for you?
Well, bottom line is our Spirit of the Wild show has been such a success because we don't produce Ted Nugent's Spirit of the Wild. We just push the record button. Shemaine's Queen of the Forest segment is magic. Dave Watson, our co-producer and editor, Toby, who helps, and Linda and Doug and Rocco
and Belle.
And Belle. We have such a team, but the Spirit of the Wild TV show will show you on the Pursuit Channel 8 times a week that hunting, fishing, and trapping is an essential responsibility to nature. And if you want clean air, soil, and water and a healthy sacred temple diet, hunting, fishing, and trapping is the ultimate way to accomplish that. So we're very proud of it. And I love her. She is the greatest bow hunter I have ever met. And the reason our show, Spirit of the Wild, is number one all these years is because of the Queen of the Forest.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
But
that's why I watch
it. We are going to be starting, coming up in the fourth segment of this Faith and Freedom show, we're going to start to highlight not only our hunts, but your hunts too. So message me at shemaine.chat@gmail.com. Send me your videos and maybe we'll play them. Ted, thank you so much for being here.
I love you.
I appreciate it. So Ted and I protect ourselves from EMF radiation with Spiro protection clothing and also Faraday bags created by my friend Matt Landman, which introduces or includes cell phone carriers and clothing that are lined with metals like silver and copper. Just go to SpiroProtectionClothing.com and use the code Faith and Freedom to get 10% off. That's SpiroProtectionClothing.com and use the code Faith and Freedom, because who doesn't want a discount?
Good stuff. I use this stuff. This is killer stuff. SpiroProtectionClothing.com.
You know, nowadays they can track your every movement.
No, they can't track mine.
Well, not with Spiro gear, they can't. So you could put your phone in the Faraday bag and take off, and nobody can hear you or find you. Ted, thanks for joining me. Stick around because we have a very special guest, a friend of yours, coming up, Jim Brewer. Don't go away.
Great man.
Hey, Ted. You know, we are lucky because we live off the land.
Venison.
And we hunt. We are bow hunters, but not everybody can. And I don't know how you feel about this, but we don't like to buy meat from the store. We don't want to encourage anybody to buy meat from the store.
It's unsafe.
It's unsafe. It's got antibiotics, chemicals, mRNA in it. But we did find this beef that is freaking amazing.
I'm not a big fan of beef, but I've become a big fan of beef. It's the best we've ever had.
It is. And if
you what's it called?
Switch to them, go for the beef with never ever label. But if you really want to go, I'm looking at Coco in the back. If you really want to try it, check out Switch to America with Shemaine. What's
Switch
that?
To America with Shemaine. I switch to America with Shemaine.com. Switch to America with Shemaine.com. The best beef, the most delicious, the healthiest beef in the world.
We love it, and we know you will too.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Stand-up comedian, star of the cult classic film Half-Baked and Saturday Night Live alum, Jim Brewer joins Ted and I now. Welcome, Jim.
Jim, we love you. I'm a funny man. It's great to have the second funniest man in the world on our show. God bless you, sir. Happy hunting season.
I'll gladly take the second seat. It's an honor to stand behind you.
Well, Chuck Berry, right, Fred Bear, and Sam Kinison are my heroes. So, Jim Brewer, you are so funny. You are so dangerous that you deserve me.
I do deserve you, and I cherish every moment of having you, Ted. You know that.
Well, we had so much fun. We got backstage at a benefit for the hurricane victims in Naples, Florida. And I'll tell you, the most important thing in life is to laugh almost to the point of passing out. Jim Brewer, you made me laugh so hard. We laughed so hard backstage that I almost passed out. It's almost like that sex thing, the guy from NXS where he died from a sex experiment. It was almost like a comedy sex experiment. I was hanging from your comedy noose. I was literally hanging from your comedy noose, Jim.
But Jim was too. You both laughed.
No, I went to go meet him because I still haven't really met him. And then I go to watch him come off the stage. And the first thing he says to me is going, Jim Brewer, how does it feel to be the second funniest human being in this building? It's just like, all right, I already love him.
That's
already
the stage. You know, Jim, I'm not kidding. In this the world, we have to acknowledge that it's the ugliest, most treacherous, evil, nasty time in the history of the world. And Jim, your brilliant, outrageous, irreverent, defiant, middle finger on fire comedy brings us such relief. You have no idea how much everybody loves you. You are a funny, funny son of a. And when you, if you're within 100 miles of my deer camp, which based on all my deer camps, you can't not be, you got to call me because I got to come and laugh till I pass out. You're a funny man.
Well, I think I'm pretty sure I'm heading somewhat your way. You're in Texas, right? Texas?
Well, we're in Michigan till Thanksgiving, and then we go home to Texas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Texas, I'm there. I'm going to have to go check, but I think early spring or something. I got a couple days in Texas. I'd love to. And I think you're going to love a huge portion of my show. I mean, the first 10, 15 minutes, I always come out and whatever the news is saying, I slay it. It's so easy. The writing gets funnier and funnier as each day goes on.
What's a popular topic that you like to cover right now?
Our ferocious leader.
Yes.
But I don't know. Like, is it a mask? Is it a robot? Is it really a human being? I'm not buying any of it. I'm not buying any of it. And people, are you a conspiracy theorist? I went, no, I'm a common sensifist. If you look and you're going to tell me that's a real human being, then maybe you're the conspiracy theorist because I've never seen anything so ludicrous in my life. But I will say this. My mission is to unite. Okay. I know you take a little bit of a more fierce attitude towards the non-sayers, which I did at first too. But this is how I look at it, Ted, Shemaine. I consider anyone that doesn't have the common sense yet, they are casualties of war. But the war is a psychological war. So they're casualties of psychological war. If you still believe that this is the administration, if you still believe nothing's going on, if you still believe that anything that's being portrayed to you, if you are buying it 100%, you're a casualty of psychological war. And how do we treat people that are casualties of war? With grace and honor. That's all. You just kind of like, it's okay. You want another shot? Good. Yeah, I know. This variant's worse than the other one. And you, I know none of the shots are going to work. So you need a brand new. You're right. We need to go to another war. You're right. We need to send our children to murder, get maimed, and kill. Who cares what's going on here? Who cares about the border? Who cares? Let's not question what happened in Maui. Let's not question anything. Let's just do whatever the big bad television tells us. I do my best to make it in a way where even if you're on that side, you have to sit and go, all right, maybe things are a little wacky. Yeah, no, they're real wacky. Like, real,
you know, Jim,
wacky.
I'm gonna do a benefit concert to try to get Michael Moore a washcloth and Joe Biden a syllable. Would you help me raise money to get Michael Moore a washcloth and Joe Biden a syllable?
I don't. That's a tough event, man. That's you're going to have to get him to first of all, forget the syllable. You're going to have to get him to fix his mask. You're also going to have to get him to.
Well, he tries to fix his mask. Oftentimes you can tell when it's wrinkling.
I like the double chin. I like when the chin just went.
The chin looks. Yeah.
Like two squirrel sacks. What? And people go,
so Jim, you know, I've been this dangerous flame throwing A-10 warthog of rock and roll, rhythm and blues all my life, and it really does drain me. Your comedy routines are so high energy. How do you come out of that whirlwind of energy every night? I mean, a lot of people did drugs and alcohol. I got a bow and arrow and a dangerous blonde. But how do you come out of that whirlwind of energy? Because your shows are so high energy. What do you do to seek and find sanctuary from your insanity?
two things. A, I pray before every show.
Whoa. And you.
No, every show. Every show. I've been praying for years and years and years. That's my go-to. If I don't do that, I'm off the entire set. That's number one. The second thing I do, I believe in everything I'm saying. It's extremely yes. passionate. I love what I'm putting out there. I love it. I'm not trying to sell anything. I'm just, what I say on stage is the same thing I say off stage. I just make it a little more colorful and more entertaining on the stage. And I cut the fat so we get right to the big funny. That's all. And I enjoy being around people. I enjoy making people laugh. I love that energy. And so it's not a whole lot for me to get there. And you know, when the crowd is really into it, it feeds you. Yes. And so when I come out and they're right away like, oh my God, I can't believe he's going there. It elevates me to the next level. And that is what I thrive off that. I live off that.
You know, well, Jim, not only do you put a lot of piss and vinegar into your presentation, but your facial graphics.
Yes.
They're worth the price of admission. I wish my face could get into those kind of contortions. I probably wouldn't have paid but you present such this physics of spirituality on stage, especially if you pray, because that's where you get the balance and the fortification for your delivery and energy. I'm sure of that.
Yeah, no, 100%. Yes, Jimmy.
So I'd like to get a question.
This is a Shemaine show.
I love hearing people do voices or interpretations. Do you like to do that? And if so, what's your favorite?
I'm the street kid storyteller. So I don't, you know, people saw me in the past. I do Senate Live and I did like Joe Pesci or I do, I can imitate rock guys. I haven't had Ted down yet, but I can do Ozzy. I do people that I fall in love with. But when I'm on stage, the voices I love doing are people you've never met. There's a whole section I do, and Ted, you'd be proud of me. You both would be. I did my very first turkey hunt, and this was big for me. And I literally go through the entire – this is another thing. One of the reasons why I did is because, and I called you to learn about guns and blah, blah, blah. I wanted to learn, like millions of other people, how to survive in case it all goes down. And I got to say, if I didn't go turkey hunting, there's no way I'd survive. Because, first of all, right out of the gate, I had no clue that's what a turkey call was. A turkey call, I always thought, was like, gobble, 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 gobble. I would have been out there with a rifle, just like, give me a second. You see anything?
Jim, we got
a disaster.
We got 20 seconds left. You're on a tour right now. What's up next for you?
Just this tour, Survival with Laughter, and it's all based off of Hank Williams Jr., Country Boy Will Survive. And I take that piece, and I make an entire set piece out of that, and it's pretty awesome.
Love it.
We love you, Jim. Good. Congrats.
Can't wait to come see you. Thanks so much for being in here, Jim.
Later, you'll be on my show next week or in a couple weeks.
I look forward to it. Later.
Yeah. God bless.
Kill them birds. As well.
Coming up next, National Security Analyst Brigitte Gabriel. Stay tuned.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Everyone I know takes vitamins and supplements because who knows what's in our food these days? I mean, it's always got you guessing. But Field of Greens is a nutrient-dense superfood powder, and it's got fruits and veggies like spinach and kale and wheatgrass and apples and bananas in just one scoop. And that's going to help you feel better overall, and it gives me the confidence that on those days that I'm not eating right, I get those important nutrients, and it helps me feel better and sleep better. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code FREEDOM. That's fieldofgreens.com, and you get a discount just by using the promo code FREEDOM. Joining us live now is national security analyst, New York Times bestselling author, and chairman of ActForAmerica.com, Brigitte Gabriel. Brigitte, welcome.
Thank you for having me with you. I'm delighted to be with you.
I am so glad. Unfortunately, we have a lot going on in this world, and most of us by now have already heard of the Great Reset and the World Economic Forum, but sadly, some aren't connecting the dots. Talk about your efforts to defund the World Economic Forum, the WEF.
Well, you know, we have been hearing for years about the World Economic Forum, at least those of us in the intelligence community and those of us who have been involved with the fight for free speech, for example, especially after 9/11 and especially after attacks on the World Trade Center and America. And so for those of us who were speaking the truth, we started seeing all these laws coming out of the United Nations. And we started seeing nations coming together to basically trying to suppress free speech. And we realize that's just the tip of the iceberg. Today, when you look at the World Economic Forum and you look at the World Health Organization, and this came to light specifically after COVID-19, and when we started seeing the power that the World Health Organization was trying to impose and exercise on the rest of the world, a lot of people started asking questions. How can the World Health Organization have such power? How come these elite group of leaders are dictating what we can and we cannot do anywhere in the world, including the United States? And the more we dug into it, we started realizing that this is a part of their global plan to dominate the world, not just to impact the United Nations with some laws here or there, but to actually demand and dictate to the world what they can and they cannot do. And our big concern right now with the World Health Organization is it's trying to usurp the United States Congress in their decision-making regarding our health. So what I mean by that is they are trying to pass a resolution and adopt it to basically dictate that in case of an emergency or in case of another pandemic in the world, and we already see they are already trying to set the stage for another pandemic, that the World Health Organization will be the decision maker and decider about what you can take and not take, whether you are allowed to refrain from getting vaccinated or whether you should submit to vaccination, or even if you have a say-so in it. It dictates whether or not your secrets between you and your doctor, your private medical information, can remain private between you and your doctor, or basically can your doctor betray you to the World Health Organization and report you if you decline to take a certain medication or not take a certain medication. So we have a petition on our website, actually, and I encourage people to go to actforamerica.org, actforamerica.org. And take action on our Act Now campaign, urging our members of Congress and our leaders to withdraw from the World Health Organization, because we believe only Americans should decide on what is right for them and their health, and that's a decision that should remain between them and their doctor and not in the hands of the World Health Organization.
I don't remember voting for WEF. That wasn't part of, and speaking of voting, I'm going to switch gears a little bit because this is a sore spot with me. I'm a part-time Michigan resident, so this next topic is particularly upsetting. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is trying to cover up ongoing voter fraud claims for the 2020 election. Between 8,000 and 14,000 fraudulent ballots have been sealed by Nessel's office and the FBI for 3 years. What is going on?
Well, look, we have seen the cover-up immediately after the elections of 2020. And this is why you see right now the persecution of attorneys. What the left is trying to do is actually sue attorneys, because this is why they sued Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis, and we are seeing what's happening in Georgia. Basically, what they're trying to do is anyone who questions the election or anyone who questions any shenanigans in the election, they're using them as an example to silence those who are going to question anything that may be done in 2024. The American public needs to wake up and realize. And look, by the way, Shemaine, a lot of people know that even on the left, they finally, you know, there was a poll, I think I saw a recent poll, that says that even people on the left believe that there were some cheating happening in the 2020 election and the 2022 election. They are at least confessing to it. The numbers don't add up. We already have seen enough polls. We already have seen enough information come out about dead people voting, people voting multiple times, 10, 15 times. So the information is already out there. Unfortunately, not one court has already looked at the evidence. Even the Supreme Court, to the disappointment of all of us conservatives, who were very encouraged when we saw President Obama appoint three Supreme Court justices, yet the Supreme Court failed to stand up to investigate or even question the integrity of the 2020 election. And I think that discouraged a lot of people. So what we are seeing right now is the left is not only trying to conceal and deny their cheating and their mishaps that they did, but they're trying to persecute and they're trying to judge any attorney who dares to question it. And that's a real concern. And that's why people need to be engaged. People need to be involved. We presented bills in different states across the United States demanding an investigation into these things, including in Michigan. I encourage people to go to actforamerica.org. We monitor bills coming down for a vote on the federal level and the state level. And we email you an action alert about these bills when they come down. If you go to actforamerica.org, click on Act Now, you'll see Act Now State. You can type in your state, no matter where you're watching us right now. And I know people are watching from all over the country. Please take action on your state by contacting your elected officials, demanding election integrity and election transparency. If we want to have a chance of winning the 2024 election, we better start doing our homework now.
Absolutely. And then Governor Gretchen Whitmer put COVID positive nursing home patients in and let them die there, basically not able to see their loved ones, not getting support or care from their loved ones. How are they getting away with this?
Well, they're getting away with it because no court dares to take on such a case. As we have seen, like I mentioned, even the Supreme Court did not want to touch it, Jermaine. And that has been a huge disappointment. So when the highest court in the land refused to even hear cases like this, how can the lower courts take it? Lower judges are afraid for their safety, and you don't blame them. We have seen how Supreme Court justices have been targeted in Washington, D.C., and in Arlington, and around the D.C. area, where lefty Antifa were demonstrating in front of their homes, throwing rocks at their homes, even planning to assassinate some of them. So you don't blame the lower judges in these local courts from basically standing down and not wanting to touch these cases. But we cannot give up. They say the only way for evil to dwell is for good people to do nothing. And I think at this point, the American public need to come together and stand together. Look, there are 80 million people that voted for President Trump. 80 million people who are on the side of truth, who are on the side of transparency, who are on the side of let's investigate and open everything. You know, what people loved about President Trump is he was willing to drain the swamp and shine a light on the corruption in Washington, D.C. Right now, we need to shine a light on the corruption happening nationwide on all levels. And that's why people must be engaged, must be involved in their local community, in their local clubs, in their Republican parties, Tea Parties, whatever group that stands up for freedom and for the defense of America and our security and our liberty and our values. You need to be engaged. You need to be involved. Now is the time to do it. And again, go to our website, actforamerica.org. We are mobilizing people nationwide. We have chapters nationwide. We give you the tools to empower you. Even if you are already an existing group in your community, go to our website, register your group. We would be delighted to share with you our resources, our videos, our information, our tools which we have developed. So together we can rise against a tyrannical government who is trying to take away and suppress our freedoms, every single freedom. Not just our freedom of speech, our freedom of expression. People are afraid to even show up and demonstrate, lest they be attacked. People are afraid. Our freedom to own guns. Look how they are going after the guns. Every freedom is under attack right now.
That's right, Brigitte Gabriel. Thank you so much for joining me. Go to her website, actforamerica.org, and get her new book, Rise. Brigitte, thank you so much. Okay, coming up, what if I told you that you could reverse aging? Stay tuned for more. We'll be right back.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this. Do you really know what is in your water? I mean, there just could be a little bit of arsenic or maybe some pharmaceutical drugs, mRNA or VOC, volatile organic compounds. Yuck. I found Century Wellness System that removes harmful toxins and enriches water with essential nutrients. It's way healthier and way cheaper than buying plastic water. Check out Century H2O and use the promo code HEALTHY10 for a discount. And that's Century H2O, and the code is HEALTHY10 for a discount. Joining me now is David Schmidt, founder and CEO of LifeWave. David, welcome.
Great to be here. Thank you so much for having me, and really looking forward to this.
Well, I'm so glad that you're here because I have questions. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what is LifeWave?
Yeah, so let's see. I'm an inventor. I have about just over 130 patents, and over the past 20, 30 years, I've been developing all different types of technology. Back in the 90s, I was developing survival equipment for the U.S. Navy through government contractors, power generation equipment, emergency oxygen supplies, things like that. And I was invited to be part of a design team for one of the Navy's next generation mini subs. And the LifeWave technology came out of that program. So over the past 20 years, we've done over 80 clinical studies on this technology. And basically what we're showing is that with very, very low levels of light, we can influence the body and improve its health. And as it turns out, that's exactly the way that we were created. We were created to use light as a form of communication and to maintain our health. So that's maybe a little bit to get us started.
Okay, so I have to ask you, what is that Iron Man? There are little figures behind you. Are those Iron Man?
That is Iron Man. Iron Man, of course, is an inventor. And since I've been an Iron Man fan, since I was about 7 or 8 years old, and of course, he's been so popular with the movies, thankfully, I collect all sorts of Iron Man things. So I use Iron Man to inspire me to invent new things to help people.
I love it. Now, in all transparency, I have tried LifeWave. Both Ted and I have, and we love it. And I wanted to get you on to talk a little bit more about it and to encourage other people if they haven't tried it before. For me, what has happened is I noticed that those days that I used to feel a little lethargic at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I didn't have as much energy. I just overall feel better. And I don't know about people who are watching, if you wanna feel better, you gotta try this out because it works for me, it works for Ted. And I know a lot of other people are trying that. I've heard, David, that your goal, one of your goals, is to get these patches into a billion homes across the globe. How are you gonna do that?
That's one of the goals. I would say actually the higher up goal that we have is to reverse the aging process. And I study the Bible and look for Bible codes. And we actually have been remarkably successful with that in our research. And so I think if we create systems to stop human aging, that as a consequence, most of the people on the planet will want to have access to that. So one thing takes care of the other. But it's extraordinarily exciting because when we look back in the Old Testament and we see people living to hundreds of years old, I take the Bible as the inspired word of God. So that means every word is pure and is the word of God. And so what that means is there's a lot of things that we can learn by studying the Bible. Well, as it turns out, there is a mathematical code that is present in the book of Genesis and in the New Testament in the book of John. And I found these same codes in living systems like lobsters and ants, and that these codes essentially convert over into wavelengths of light that are responsible for regenerating the cell and improving overall energy and health and resetting the genetic code. So it turns out that the Bible is factually true.
Wow. So what? So we have something in common with lobsters?
Yes, in a way, in a way. So lobsters, not only do they not age, but they actually get stronger as they age. And this, in the term of biophysics, we would look at it from the point of view of what is happening structurally within the lobster. In biochemistry, what we'd say is that the lobsters overproduce something called telomerase. And telomerase allows the cells to continue to divide without aging. But there's actually something more fundamental that is occurring underneath that. And I found that in structures within the lobster. So basically, these structures emit wavelengths of light that protect the cells from degenerating. This does not normally happen in human beings, although I suspect thousands of years ago that it did for a variety of reasons. But the good news is that we can use technology to recreate this. So our fundamental area of research is looking at how we create technology for duplicating this process. But it basically comes back to the fundamental use of light to trigger beneficial health effects.
I love that. Now, unfortunately, some people got some bad information, made some choices they probably are regretting, and that's getting the bioweapon jab.
Right.
I've heard that you have had a small group of people who got the vax, and you're doing a study. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so those studies were actually completed. So we worked with Dr. Brian Daly, who's a medical doctor and also a forensic medical scientist and has been an expert witness in more than 250 cases up in New York. And so we worked at a hospital to do this study. The first study was with 15 people, and the second study was with 60 people. So the first study was a pilot, which was exploratory, and we wanted to investigate that had been vaccinated. And unfortunately, what we found was that with the mRNA vaccine, 4 months after being vaccinated once, there were elevated levels of inflammation, elevated levels of fibrinogen, elevated white blood cell count, and most alarmingly, there was a mutation in the white blood cells. They actually formed horns and a tail in some cases. So in biology, we would say that the shape of cells would define its function. And so you could say that by taking the mRNA vaccine, it suppressed the immune function and makes people more predisposed to illness. But when we did the follow-up study, and this was in 100% of the people vaccinated, so it clearly hit statistical significance. But when we looked at the larger population where people had been vaccinated multiple periods of time, that the situation actually became more worse. So with these people getting vaccinated 3, 4, 5 times, it did detrimental and potentially irreversible harmful effects to their bodies.
Is this what President Trump was talking about when he said we could heal with light?
I'm not sure what he referred to. No, it could have been any number of different things. was talking about. I know that he was referencing chlorine dioxide at one point and got laughed at. But the fact of the matter is Homeland Security uses chlorine dioxide to kill anthrax and a variety of other things. But of course, the media wanted to maintain the narrative that the only way out of the pandemic was with vaccination. And we just know this is factually untrue.
Well, David, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. I have a link at the bottom of this that people, if they're interested, they can email me directly. David, thank you again for joining us. God bless.
God bless.
Okay, it's time to hear from you.
Hey friends, do you have topics you'd like me to cover? How about special guests you'd like to see on my show? I want to hear from you, so send me an email at shemaine.chat@gmail.com. Let's make a difference together.
Don't forget, we've got a new segment called Queen of the Forest, and we're going to have lots more. So email me at shemaine.chat@gmail.com. Email me your funny pet videos too, shemaine.chat@gmail.com. You can help this country get back on track by supporting fellow Patriot owners, business owners, supporting our sponsor, Field of Greens, don't forget, and Switch to America with shemaine.com, Sentry H2O, and our new sponsor, SpiroGear.com. Guys, thank you so much for joining me. It means so much to me. Don't forget, you were born for such a time as this. Esther 4:14. God bless.
Relish the opportunity to be an outsider, because it's the outsiders who change the world.
Perhaps you were born for such a time as this.